Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe OSMP with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for hanging out. This is Bet Sweats weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network. Sam at SP Shoot on X. I'm there at Joe Ostrowski. Later on this hour, in about 20 minutes, we'll talk some Super Bowl futures and some maybe some long shots we're taking a look at in the NFL. Also catch you up to speed on the awards races. Some movement there. But right now, let's talk some college football with our buddy Michael Felder at In the Bleachers over on X, a college football analyst. Michael, are all the leftovers gone? Thanksgiving leftovers. Yeah.
I've got one more round. I got one more today. Today's our last day.
Okay. Sandwich?
We're either going to do enchiladas, but because today it's a little bit gray out, we might do a turkey tortilla soup.
So I'm intrigued by the enchiladas for sure. But have you seen, there's this deli in Eastern New York that does an annual Thanksgiving pizza. Now, before you get too reactionary, let me just lay out what it is. They take, obviously, the dough, and they drizzle turkey gravy. That's the base.
Yep.
It's chicken sausage for the stuffing. It's fresh turkey sliced. It's cranberry sauce. And just covered in mozzarella cheese in the oven, pow.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. I'll never have it.
Okay.
But here's the thing. We do turkey, like obviously we do like a traditional Thanksgiving on Thursday. On Friday, we have hot turkey sandwiches. Turkey sandwiches, this homemade bread. And I don't mess around with the mashed potatoes or the cranberry sauce or anything. It's just turkey and turkey gravy from homemade stock, and it cooks for like 3 hours. Turkey's broken down. You spoon that over a lightly toasted slice of homemade bread, open face sandwich. It's to die for. Like, truly, we have a standing appointment yearly with the guy who officiated my wedding. We have a standing appointment yearly for him and his wife to come to my house because they're like, this is our favorite meal of the year. So, I like that people are getting innovative and they're doing what they're doing. I don't need to innovate. Listen, man, you can't touch perfection.
I mean, that's spot on. And then with the backdrop, you've got football, NFL, college, whatever your thing. It's all right there for you all damn day. No shopping. Forget about it. Everybody shops online anyways. And the Good Friday sales, like, they're there for a week. It's not like the one-day thing, which I think was a smart move by a lot of these companies. But, yeah, you're right. Why mess with perfection? You know what was not perfection? The exit from Ole Miss to LSU, man. We've got to talk about it. It had so many ugly twists and turns. But, hey, all is right in the world in Baton Rouge yesterday. You had that celebratory press conference when the media was all in, and he's making cracks about the Southern accent and all that. We didn't have a Brian Kelly moment. Go ahead, sound off on everything Lane Kiffin. The last time we talked to you 2 weeks ago before Thanksgiving, like the approach was normal people. Like he's kind of stuck. He's got the playoff. What's he going to do? Well, he went Lane Kiffin. More WWE in college football.
Yeah, I just published a newsletter because I had to take a day. Like I had to take a break. Like when I went to bed on Saturday, and you wake up Sunday, and then this happens, and then I was like, I need to make sure. Like, so I had to call my mom. I don't know if you guys know, but I called my mom because my mom's not super into sports. But she's kind of my moral compass of what is and is not good. She was a teacher for over 30 years. Like she cares about kids. And what we're looking at is obviously no one cares about the kids. And the resolution that I've arrived at, because I don't like Lane Kiffin, sure, go do your thing. We saw him do this already when he went to USC from Tennessee, right? We saw this happen. Like, I wonder how many of these kids he's calling that are supposed to be in the playoff that he's like, hey, man, come over here with me. We can make this happen because the portal's going to open. And how many of those recruits that he recruited Ole Miss are he's calling to say, come over here with me. We can make a shake. So my mom, she used a word that – and look, you're talking to someone who you guys have heard me talk glowingly about what Lane Kiffin does between the lines, right, as a coach. But my mom used a word that really kind of screwed everything down to the floor. She said, that's selfish. And selfish is – that's the reality. And it's selfish on so many levels once you start to look at it that way. Do you want to get paid? Sure, everybody wants to get paid. We all want to get paid. Can you – and you can give me this half-assed like, oh, I said I could maybe – close out the season. You can't do two jobs at one time. Are you kidding me? You do two jobs at one time. Look, I work from home. I can't do this show and empty the dishwasher. You think you can run LSU and Ole Miss at the same time? Come on now.
No, once you say you're leaving, you're gone. And I heard this story. The stories on Sunday were insane from all the reporters and the Ole Miss accounts. That Lane basically, after he told them he was leaving for sure, he went back to his office and like kicked his feet up in the chair. And Pete Golding walked in and is like, get out. This ain't your office anymore.
Right. I heard that. He didn't talk to the team. I think that that's a humongous, like, that to me is like a massive red flag when you don't go and talk to your guys that have laid their bodies on the line for you. You don't go talk to them. They don't deserve that. That's wild to me. And so we'll see what happens. I wonder how much the playoff committee, how they rate Ole Miss. But the biggest thing for me was think about a recruit, someone that has to make a decision about the transfer portal. Think about that assistant coaching staff. And I think what we have to do is change the calendar in college football. This is my definitive way of looking at it. You guys are more NBA and more NFL than I am, right? But they have something called tampering, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk to someone. I don't care if it's an agent or not. You can't talk to someone until their season is over. Bowl game, playoff, whatever. Can't talk to them until the season's over. Coaches can't change until the season's over. And what I think we should do is get rid of the early signing period, push the transfer portal back as well. I think everything should happen middle of January, right? The season will be over. And then kids can enroll in schools early if they want to. They'll still be in front of the drop ad day. Because I went through and looked at a bunch of academic calendars. They'll still be in front of the drop ad day, so they'll still be able to enroll in school. Do it that way. And they also, kids get to suss out what that coaching staff looks like. But again, nobody's thinking about the kids. They're only thinking about themselves. And again, that goes back to my mom, selfish.
Yeah, no doubt. With Michael Felder here, college football analyst at In the Bleachers on X. This is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. So the last couple of days, it's been all Lane Kiffin as far as the new hires. Yep. But been a lot of other hires.
Yes.
Polish, Auburn, Florida, Arkansas. Sure. We got our guy, Pat Fitzgerald, back from the dead, out of football. Now he's back, and he's in the Big Ten. Chesney going to UCLA. We mentioned Ole Miss. They got their dude. What's the most intriguing hire? Maybe not the best because you're tough to project. What's most interesting to you?
I think Summerall's probably the best hire. I think the most intriguing one is a school in – and this is something I had to have this talk with my wife. Michigan State hiring a guy that was involved in a hazing scandal that was like, oh, no, I didn't even know about it. And she's like, so he didn't know? So he was not even, like, in charge of his team. For a school that has got, like, scandal on scandal on scandal, that's the one that's the most intriguing for me. Like, they made a choice, clearly. There's a reason other teams didn't reach out to Pat Fitzgerald. And so I think that one's intriguing. But I like Chesney to UCLA. I like that. I like Bobby Chesney, that man can coach his behind off, dude. And he's done a good job. But again, I still think that, like, what happens if on Tuesday they're up there? Right? Like, what happens if they're in? And so it is a little frustrating. And I just wish this was all pushed back. I just wish it was all pushed back. But Silverfield? I almost called him Silverfish. That's one of those things that gets into your sink at night. But from Memphis to Arkansas, I think that's a good one. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good hire. We'll see. We're going to have to wait and see. I'm very curious to see what Tuesday looks like. And then we still got to go into championship weekend. And
yeah,
we got some games, man. Goodness.
Yeah, no doubt. I wanted to ask about Madison because they're going to be a 23-24-point favorite against Troy. Yep. Chesney's going to coach in the game because they're not going to finalize the deal until after the Sun Belt title game. Are they going to just pound Troy, or is this a weird game where you can't lay that number?
Destroy Troy.
Okay.
They're going to destroy
42-3 pound?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, they're going to – if let me – hang on. Let me see what the number – what's the number that we got on that one?
23.5.
Oh, give I will give them the 23.5. They're going to destroy them. JMU does not play around, man. It's been interesting to watch the way that they are out there snatching souls. They know they need style points to get into the playoff, and they have to go out and get the work done. So yeah, for me, I mean, I trust this team. I think that Barnett's good. I like Wayne. They got a guy named Wayne Knight. Come on, dude. They got Newman on their team. They got what's his name from Jurassic Park, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they did. Did you see what they did to Coastal Carolina? Was it 59? Fight. Yeah. I like this team. So I think they're going to be all right. The game that I'm more interested in that Friday night is North Texas Tulane. Because North Texas, they will score points, and they're fun to watch. So we'll see what they bring to the table. And then obviously over the weekend, I think the most obviously everybody's going to talk about Georgia, Alabama. Folks are going to talk about Indiana, Ohio State. But I think BYU, Texas Tech, just to kick it off at noon on Saturday. Can BYU get right against this team? Or is Texas Tech like for real, like, hey, guys, I'm Joey. My name's Joey McGuire. I go out and I score points, baby. Let's do it.
Man, they couldn't do anything on offense. I know it was just one meeting, but if you watch that BYU offense in that first meeting, I don't know, man. I don't know that I like BYU on Saturday.
I don't think I like them. I'm agreeing with you. I think that it's going to be interesting to see if they've found something else. Because they started slow against UCF. They were down, 10-0 to start that game. So they started slow against a team that we know isn't very good. You start slow against Texas Tech, they're going to beat your brains out.
What do you want to happen in the ACC championship between Virginia and Duke?
I was hoping this wouldn't come up.
Well, we only got 2 minutes.
I mean, I think everyone in the ACC that's not a Duke fan has to want Virginia to win, correct?
Yes.
And win convincingly. Because otherwise, what's going to happen? You're going to get left out, and you should be left out. That's the reality. And they need to change. And I was listening to my buddy Roddy Jones talk about it. They need to change the tiebreaker rules. Where you rank should matter more than these small individual. It's head-to-head where you rank, and then we'll go from there. And other conferences have done it. The ACC obviously has not. And people are like, this is going to be the most unwatched football game since when they had the ACC championship game in like Tampa, right? When it was like Wake Forest, Virginia Tech or something. It's not good.
Do you have an opinion on the Big Ten SEC games? Those are going to be the most watched ones.
Yeah, I'm down to roll with Georgia. I think those dudes are just they're locked stock. They're showing up in their F-150s, ready to go. And then Indiana, Ohio State. I think Indiana's a real one. You know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb. What's the number on that one?
4.5.
4.5.
Give me Indiana plus the 4.5.
Indiana.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. Outright.
Yeah, I think they went outright. Yeah, I think they went outright.
That's going to be interesting. Then how far does Ohio State drop? Ah, man, fascinating.
They'll still be in the playoff, and they might win a national championship.
Absolutely. That'd be the time to bet them, probably. Michael Felder at In the Bleachers. Check him out over there, Michael. Always appreciate it. We'll talk soon. There's a lot going on in college football. All right, Super Bowl futures on the other side. We'll throw some numbers at you. On BetSweats.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good stuff there from Michael Felder. Check out the conversation. If you missed any of it, you could listen on demand on the Odyssey app. Check out BetSweats. But we implore you to download and subscribe to the podcast via iTunes, Spotify, podcatcher of your choice. Joe O, Sammy P here on a Tuesday morning. Get to Super Bowl futures, NFL awards. But Sam, you were telling me about some off the field, non-football related stuff that continues to follow Lane Kiffin.
The receipts are hysterical, and they're coming out from every single direction. This morning, somebody posted a screenshot. Apparently, there's a hot yoga trainer at Ole Miss, and Lane would go to the classes. And she posted, I believe it's a video. It's a screenshot, but it looks like it's a video of her standing in her yoga outfit, smiling, staring at the sky, arms out, palms up. And the caption is, how life feels when you don't have Lane Kiffin telling you he hates your playlist every morning. So on top of that post, you have people. Well, because Lane went to this hot yoga class and was like, the music sucks, and would tell the instructor every morning. So he'd try and change the music. So on that post that she made, people are commenting, going to miss him pushing me over every time I was in a plank. Going to miss him annoying everyone around us. Really going to miss him looking for used water bottles in the lost and found so he could pour ice cold water all over the floor every morning. Going to miss him turning up the humidity whenever he pleases. Like, and then you get the other screenshots of Ole Miss students.
This guy sucks. Ole Miss
co-eds posting Snapchats of Lane with his shirt off. Like, thirst traps. And Lane asking other girls to come over tonight. Like, he's still trying to conquer college co-eds, man.
Dude. Well, LSU's the perfect spot for him, is it not? Coach O, wasn't he doing the same thing? Man.
You lose track, honestly.
Yeah. Wow. The money, the power. Some people use it, some people don't. Wow. Just, he is. So, what is his situation now? Does he have a girlfriend or is he married or what? Oh, he's single again?
Judging by this behavior, it doesn't appear like he cares about whatever relationship he's in, if he is in one. But this just gives me vibes of somebody who couldn't pull chicks in college, and you're still trying to conquer that mountain. It's still something that you couldn't get a grasp on when you were in your early 20s. So now when you're 50, you're still like, oh, hey, how you doing, 21-year-old sophomore or 22-year-old senior, whatever. Like, that's the vibe that I get. I have no knowledge of this, but this is all you're seeing. Like, people that are in school posting either direct Snapchats or screenshots of Snapchats that he's sending to college girls.
Oh, they're 18. It's fine. Well, no, it's not fine, Lane.
He's got kids in college. His daughter's in college.
I know. So before the last week, everybody would say, and we'd be right there with them, like, he embraces this role. He likes being the bad guy. He likes playing the villain. And I didn't mind it. I thought it was good for the sport. He was hated, whatever. And then you add this on top of it. Have you shifted your opinion of Kiffin at all in the last week? Because I have.
I'm not rooting for him. I think I did when he was at Ole Miss because he was the underdog and he was constantly having to build a contender via the portal and they were piecemealing together a roster and going up in recruiting against Alabama and LSU and Georgia. But now he's a villain, full throttle, and he's not gonna have to recruit as hard as he did at Ole Miss. LSU recruits itself. You're going to get better players out of high school. You just are. And I think at the end of the day, the reason Lane went to LSU, and again, this is my opinion, not anybody else's, it's easier to get blue chip high school recruits and sustain that at LSU. It just is. These kids in the South, they go to LSU. They go to Bama. They go to Georgia. They used to go to Florida. It's hard to get a kid to go to Ole Miss because Ole Miss isn't a blue blood program. He's got more power than he's ever had. He's got more money than he's ever had. And now the recruits are just going to foam at the mouth and commit to LSU because Lane is going to embrace this villain in the purple and gold, and these high school kids are going to love it. They're going to eat it up, man.
I'm thinking about when Brian Kelly left Notre Dame, and he said a lot of that. And, like, was he right? Was he wrong? He was probably wrong. But in this case, it's probably a little bit different with Lane. And you're right, it's going to be easier for him. It is a better job. But like, we've also had that conversation about Indiana versus Penn State. Indiana's the better job right now. And so, like, are we there with Ole Miss? Probably not. SEC runs a little bit different.
I don't think it's fair to compare Cignetti and Lane, though, because Cignetti's putting in the work. Yeah. Lane doesn't appear to be a guy who's putting in the work. Somebody else will take care of that. Somebody else will do that. Like, they have this collective at Ole Miss called The Grove, and that's a big package of boosters that has a lot of money. Like, those are the people recruiting. Like, Lane, sure, Lane helps, but you think Lane's out there doing the dirty work and putting his nose in the books like Cignetti is? I don't think
Obviously not. We see what he's doing with his free time.
Hey, girl, you up? How old are you? 25? Too old. Too old.
No. Wow, that guy. I have shifted my opinion a little bit. I would root for him, too. I like W. The offensive mind, younger guy. Not anymore. And he's in his 50s, and he's still playing this game. Gross. All right, let's talk some Super Bowl futures. We could go in a number of directions. I just started looking AFC, NFC, and I just started jotting down teams before I even looked at the prices. I was just looking at playoff picture and went outside, teams that are out on the outside looking in right now. And, man, if I were to tell you that you would get numbers like, dude, week 14, Kansas City is going to be 18-1. Week 14, Detroit is going to be 25-1. You would have thought that the quarterbacks of those teams were injured. And that's not the case at all. That's just where we are. It is a pretty level playing field. You're either good or you're bad. Half the league is good. Half the league is bad. And the very top of the good, those top five teams, there's not a big difference between those top five and the teams that are 11-15. In this league. So where do you want to start the conversation with Super Bowl futures, Sam?
Well, it's a moving target, and we have to understand that. Costos on Sunday asked me, who would you bet to win the Super Bowl? And on Sunday morning, I looked at the board and said, Seattle at 12-1. That was an easy answer for me. Now Seattle's 7-8-1, 850, bet MGM. Yep. So at 850, when I could have bet 11 or 12, I'm not as interested as I was. Here are two teams that I pulled the board up and I said I would bet them right now. The first one's Buffalo. They're 10-1 at BetMGM. They're 11-1 at FanDuel. Now, I already have Buffalo stock, so for me to want to add more is pretty telling, no? I think this AFC stinks at the top. Like, I don't trust these teams. I think they're all right around the same. So if they're all around the same from a power rating standpoint, and I get Josh Allen in the playoffs with, I'm going to say it now, no Mahomes in the way, potentially. How do you not consider Buffalo? The only team that Buffalo can't beat is Kansas City. And Kansas City's probably going to miss the playoffs. So you take Mahomes out of the way, the boogeyman, and you give me Buffalo at a better price than I could have got in the summer when I'm betting 750. Now I can bet 11-1 with Allen. I mean, that's intriguing to me. The other team that I thought about, and I know we've missed the market on this team, and I'm still kicking myself. 3 weeks ago, they were 16-1 to win the division, and they were like 8-1 to make the playoffs. And we talked about it, and I did nothing with it. One of my favorite traditions on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Texans are 40-1. Is that a dumb bet?
Nope. They're still 40?
I saw 40 this morning. Maybe that's changed. BetMGM has 30. Let me check Prop Shop real quick and see. I mean, these numbers, as we know, are fluid.
Yeah.
Best number I see. Okay, yep, 30. All 30 now. 30, 30, 28, 28, 28, 25. So, yeah, the 40s are gone. Damn.
I would have liked 40.
40 would be nice. There may be a 40 in Vegas. Let me check a couple of the Vegas apps because the Prop Shop only does, like, the American books. Let me check Westgate and Circo while you... Sure. Go to town here.
Houston Texans right now, they're the 8 seed. I understand where you're coming from. They're one of the teams. Oh, look, I wrote down 4 teams in the AFC. It doesn't mean I'm telling you to bet 4 teams. I just wanted to talk about these teams. And they're the 8 seed right now. They're 30. The 30 makes more sense to me. If there were 40, I think there's something there. Look, these teams that I wrote down, they're great at something. Houston has a lockdown defense. Man, are they tough. They're especially tough at home. And now Stroud is back. He looked pretty good. I wrote down Kansas City. We'll get into that conversation. I also jotted down Buffalo, so I'm with you there. Denver's the 2 seed, but Denver's 12-1 and Buffalo's 11-1. Like, it's not a long conversation. Would you rather bet Buffalo? Or would you rather bet Denver? Yeah, going to Denver is going to be really difficult in the playoffs. I would still rather have the Bills.
And you get the price, most importantly. Yes. You get a better price. If you're going to bet Denver right now, you're going to get, well, it's about the same. Okay. They're about the same. I just checked. Westgate has 25. Circa has 23. So when you see those books lower than market, that's pretty telling. I think I'm rewinding to Sunday morning when the Texans were 40, because they would have been 40 before they beat the Colts. That I think that's where I'm getting the 40 from.
That was a big game.
But look, a lot of people arb their futures off of Circa's price. So if Circa has a team at 15-1 and the market's at 23-1, 25-1, people will just respect the number at Circa, which is a very sharp book. And they'll see that 15, and off the 15 at Circa, they'll bet the 25 at BetMGM. In other words, they'll map out their path and bet the best prices based on what the sharp price is at Circa.
Drake May is number 2 in the NFL in total EPA. Jordan Love is 3. Who do you think is 1?
Darnold.
Nope. Not Darnold.
Don't tell AFC. Me it's Caleb Williams. It can't be. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
Not Caleb. AFC.
Daniel Jones?
Nope.
Patrick Mahomes. It's too bad they can't run the ball and don't have a pass rush.
Yep. 6-6. 5 games left. Houston, Chargers, both at home. At Tennessee, host Denver, at Vegas. So the two easy games are on the road. They haven't been able to win on the road, but the two easy ones are on the road, and then you have 3 better teams, Texans, Chargers, Broncos, all at home. What do the Chiefs have to do to make the playoffs? 6-6, 5 games left.
Win out.
4-1? 4-1 or sweep?
I mean, at least 4-1. And this is funny because when Schwartz was on, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, we were saying the same thing. We were talking about Kansas City, and they were 5-5. And people are like, oh, they can go 5-2. And Jeff and I are like, what have they shown you over the last 10 that tells you they can go 5-2? Like, they're not playing good football right now. And they're not winning close games. They're not making big plays. I have 10 toes down a month ago, I said they're not going to the Super Bowl. And this is after other people on the network were saying they're going to make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. So, like, I've been out in Kansas City for a month. They're just, if you watch the games, they're just not good. They have a really good quarterback, a great quarterback. But everything around them is bad. Like, they don't tackle. They don't get to the quarterback. They can't run the football. Like, we only think the Chiefs are going to do what they usually do because of what they've done, not because of what they're doing.
The tough schedule came back to get them. These 3 losses in 4 games at Buffalo, at Denver, at Dallas. Teams that are really tough at home. And they lost all those games. They lost them all by 1 score. And they started losing these 1 score games. I do think they're going to make a run. I'm marking down, okay, win at Vegas, win at Tennessee. And then they're probably going to beat the Chargers. You've got Herbert now with a busted left arm. How is he going to play? They say he's going to play. We'll see. Houston, Denver, it's going to come down to those 2 games. And what do? They have to win at least 1 of them. But, yeah, they probably have to go 4-1, and then they can sneak in. Maybe have to sweep.
18-1. But then they got to win 3 games on the road, man. You got to go on the road 3 straight times and win. That's not easy to do. I know people think Mahomes can just do it, but it's not.
You're right.
It's not going to be easy.
You're right. This Thursday night game is massive. Detroit-Dallas. I want to bet one of those 2 teams. I wish I knew which team was going to win on Thursday. Then it would make things a lot easier. Detroit 25-1, Dallas 70-1. We'll talk about that coming up, and also take a look at the awards market next. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSwitz.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to wrap up the Super Bowl conversation before we jump over to the awards. Welcome back here on BetSweats, Joe O, Sammy P. We talked a lot about the AFC, not as much on the NFC. Here's the lead, Sam, because to your point about the AFC just being weak, and it's wide open, this screams it. This truly backs it up. Look at the odds. NFC. The top four teams for Super Bowl odds are all in the NFC before they even get to an AFC team. So that certainly supports what you said about how awful the AFC is this year, which is insane when you look at the quarterbacks in that conference.
It really makes me want to do more AFC stuff than Super Bowl in some weird way. But then I could also be convinced, well, look, if the top four teams that win the Super Bowl are in the NFC, that gives the AFC some value. But it also, like, it's a complex conversation because if the books are saying...
Because I would say, but I still think the NFC is wide open, so we've got more value on these teams down the board in the NFC.
The truth is the top eight teams in the NFL right now are separated by less than 2 points. So knowing that, there's value down the board. The value is not on the Rams or the Seahawks. I mean, it's definitely not on the Seahawks. We were talking about them at 30-1 to win the conference. Now they're 850 to win the Super Bowl. So you're not going to find the relative value there. The value now is on teams like the Bills at 10. Or the Colts at 15, who are going in the wrong direction. The Lions at 22. The Chargers are just so banged up on the O-line, but that's a team that was 22-1. Now they're 40-1. Like, you're not trying to be late to the Rams, Seahawk, Bronco, Patriot party. You're trying to be ahead of the curve before these other teams get hot. If they get hot, the Bills, the Colts, the Lions, I can't get there on the Niners, the Cowboys. The Cowboys are 70-1, like you said. Like, if Dallas gets in, what's that price? If they make the playoff, they're at minimum 30-1. Even that sounds high, like 25, maybe, if they get into the playoff. Forget 70. Forget it.
Let's have that Cowboys conversation. So we talked about how dangerous they are. Dak playing at a very high level. It was a defense that was laughed at in the first couple months of the season. Nobody's laughing anymore. They make some additions to that D-line, then all of a sudden things have certainly changed, right? They have the third easiest schedule moving forward. Third softest schedule in the NFL. Detroit on Thursday, we mentioned that, but after that, always it easy. Minnesota, who's under center? Is it going to be Brosmer, like McCarthy? Does it matter? Minnesota, Chargers, Commanders, Giants. That's their remaining schedule. I'm giving them Minnesota, Washington. Well, maybe I shouldn't with Washington. Jaden Daniels could come back, but I'm giving them Minnesota and the Giants right now. That puts them at 8 wins with a tie. And so between Detroit, Chargers, Commanders, if you get 2, you're definitely in. What if, so right now you look at it, you're like, okay, if they sneak in, it's going to be tough. They're going to have to go on the road. What if they catch the Eagles?
Just beat
Eagles
them.
Eagles just lost back-to-back games. Yep. You just beat them. You end up splitting on the year. But let's see, what do the Eagles have? They go to the Chargers this week. They have Vegas. They have Washington, Buffalo. Okay, they got Washington twice. There's a chance they could catch them, though. There's a real chance here. So Dallas 70-1. Man. So let's play this out with Thursday. Do they have to win Thursday to make it?
Yes.
Okay. So you just grab the 70. You don't wait on it. You don't wait and say, okay, well, if they lose, it's going to be like 100, and then I'm going to jump in, because then it's going to be so hard to get it.
If they win on Thursday, we're talking about a price that'll go from 70 to 45, maybe 40. See, that's because I just know how things work, because the book has to lower it, and then people are still going to bet it. So that number that I threw out about if they get in at 25 is too high, because they're not in. They're 6-5-1, and they're 70. If they're 7-5-1, they're 40. If they're in the playoffs, they're 20 or 18. So that's how the math would work if they were to do their jobs. I still, though, I'd rather bet NFC at 30-1 than Super Bowl at 70, because I have an easier out point, an easier exit. I can exit or hedge in the NFC championship game. If you have a Super Bowl ticket, it becomes more difficult because you got to win the title game to get to the Super Bowl. Can you imagine, by the way, if we get to the NFC championship and it's Dallas against Green Bay? Can you imagine?
It'd be awesome. And it could be. Houston. Like, I'm looking at these teams that are 6, 7, 8 seeds right now. That's how wide open this is. In the past, you would never do that. You would just look at the very top and have that conversation. Like, I'm looking past New England. I'm looking past Denver. Like, those are the 1 and 2 seeds right now in the AFC. The 1 and 2 seeds in the NFC are Chicago and the LA Rams, while the LA Rams are the favorite to win the Super Bowl. So you're not going to bet it now at less than 5-1. But, man, it's a fun, fun year. And there are all these crazy things that could happen. Cincinnati has a soft schedule the rest of the way. What if Burrow wins 5 in a row like he did last year at the end of this season? That happens again. Can they sneak in? Anybody can pick a favorite team. So if you go long shot, I'm identifying a long shot as, let's call it 25-1 or higher. What's your play right now?
To win the Super Bowl.
You can go NFC. You can, yeah. You just say Super Bowl. Like, deep run, right? That's what we're looking for.
You know what? I'm going to stop being a bitch, and I'm going to bet the Cowboys to win the NFC at 30-1. I'm tired of giving good bets that I don't bet and win. Yes. Cowboys, NFC champion, 30-1. I'm betting
Cowboys
the
win.
Break.
Cowboys went out Thursday. Let's text Shay, see where he's at on this.
We should get Shay on the show Thursday, actually.
Yeah,
we should.
It's a good idea. Woo! Yeah, I mean, he's probably got a lot to say, because, like, the Texas hype train even though they have three losses in the SEC, and most people were saying, okay, you get three losses, you're automatically out. They beat three top 10 teams. Like, tonight is going to be a lot about Miami, Ole Miss, and Texas. So I'm really looking forward. We know it's a TV show and all that stuff, but as you get to the end, what the committee is saying does mean a lot.
No doubt. I'm just thinking more big picture from this segment. If you turn on a TV show, they're all going to be debating who's going to win the Super Bowl, the Rams or the Packers. And we're like,
no.
What about the Cowboys? 70s.
What about the Texans?
Like, oh, forever the Texans, looking we lost for value. The 40.
We lost the 40.
Well, there's nobody on TV that's going to have this conversation because everybody wants to tell you the obvious.
Yes.
Everything that's obvious is talked about on TV. These are the conversations that you have to have because this is how people that are trying to make money think about it. When everybody's saying the Rams, you don't want to be on the Rams. You want to be on the Rams before all that. You want to be on the Rams 6 weeks ago, not December 2nd. And, you know, playing it forward, if the Cowboys win on Thursday and win the next couple games, we're all going to remember this conversation because then everybody on TV, oh, don't let Dak get in. Don't let the Cowboys get hot. Well, we talked about it 3 weeks ago. Cowards.
You have a bet that you thought was dead, and I don't think it's dead. And I'm looking at it this morning. Yes, I have a JSN ticket at a big number, so I'm thrilled with where he's at. He's a pick 'em price right now, Jonathan Taylor, for Offensive Player of the Year. The number keeps floating on Christian McCaffrey. It's 40. Like, the amount of touches he gets every game. Let me look it up.
GM's got 15.
15? I saw 40 this morning, man.
I believe you. I'm just saying that's a huge gap. I mean, at 40, I would take some more 40. Why not? For $100?
Blue Book is 40. You're right. Everybody else is 15 to 20 range.
Well, people listening to this show are probably going to move that off the 40 if I don't do it myself. I mean, you bet $100 to win 4,000. Five people bet that, they're down to 20. Like, that's how it works. It's all liability. They don't have any McCaffrey liability. They're trying to create some because they're probably inundated with Taylor and JSN money. So what they're doing right now is, all right, let's just move to 40 and write some bets. They don't know the Betsweat's army's ready to tee off on them at 40 to 1.
Well, neither of those guys, Taylor or JSN, did anything this weekend. But they're still just kind of, okay, it's going to be one of them. I don't know, man. Someone's going to get all this credit. Somebody's going to get some credit for everything that San Francisco is doing this year. And how are they doing it? Not quite sure. But they keep winning. I would think somebody's going to get some credit as long as this continues. And then you just see CMC and he's out there getting a million touches every game. Like, okay, if these guys falter a little bit down the stretch like they did this past week, there could be an opening. He'd be the guy.
I would love that. I have already counted a lot of those bets as losers on McCaffrey. I'm so upset, man, because I think about the Niners thing a lot. I really thought Saleh going there was going to be the bee's knees. And it turns out it was true. The problem is three of their best four players on defense are hurt. Like I said this yesterday, if they didn't have all the injuries on defense, we'd be talking about them as a Super Bowl contender. But they're not because their defense is shredded by injuries. But they're going to win 12 or 13 games, man, even with everybody hurt.
Yep. I know. It's remarkable for them to have 9 wins with everything that they've dealt with. Truly remarkable job by Shanahan. And that's something that we need to discuss probably coming up in the final hour of the show, because I know you want to talk about Shanahan for Coach of the Year, even though everybody assumes that it's got to be Vrabel, it's got to be Ben Johnson. I don't know. There's a lot of football left. Talk about that coming up and more, and also a Heisman watch. You didn't get to that yet. We'll do that next right here on BetSwitch.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.